Well, good morning and welcome to another broadcast here with the Menopause Directory as part of our series Menopause, the Bigger Picture. My name is Fiona Catchpole and today I'm joined by Elizabeth Ellis and Claire Shepherd. Morning, girls.
Morning.
So do please just briefly introduce yourselves and tell everybody what you do. Over to you, Liz.
I'm Elizabeth. I'm also known as 50 Cents. I'm a journalist, a blogger, and I'm one half of the amazing positivity team.
Positivity, you are indeed. Claire?
I'm the other half of the amazing positivity team. I'm also a nutritional therapist, and I've been working with ladies going through the menopause transition for the last 16 years, purely because I had such an awful time myself. Mm-hmm. That I decided to do something about it.
Fabulous. So listen, I will explain a little bit more about your project as we move through, because it's going to come up in the conversation. But a little bit of background, I asked you to join me this morning to get your opinion and feedback. Obviously, we've been through October. We're now in November. October is Menopause Awareness Month. We have World Menopause Day, which, by the way, has been going since 1984. And some people seem to think it's quite new, but there are some people in the realm of media, publicity, who feel that we're talking about it way too much. It's about time we stop moaning, and we just need to pack it in right now. So, Elizabeth, tell me, how do you feel about that?
I'm very calm, obviously. I didn't nearly throw my porridge across the room when I played this at all. No. I think it's nuts. Like, women are always getting told to shut up about women's health, and that's why women's health is in such a bad state. Menopause is the biggest taboo, really. You know, menopause, everything to go with it, everything that's got to do with your vagina, with your vulva, breast cancer, everything like that, we don't talk about enough. So for someone to come on and say, oh, you know, you uppity women are talking about this now, I just think, bugger off, actually, because by not talking about it, I went through 4 years almost with menopause, and it started off fine, you know. I had things like my hair was losing, I had a few aches and pains in my legs, which actually now I just say a few aches and pains, they woke me up at night. I felt like I had shin splints. They were so painful. Mm. I had palpitations that were so scary. I ended up in A&E one night after work. I mean, how much did that cost the NHS? Then I got all of the psychological problems, the paranoia, the anxiety, just feeling like life wasn't worth it. At no point did I know any of them were menopause, because nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
But for someone to come on and say, oh, we're talking about it too much,
Yeah, because the bigger picture for you as well as obviously not knowing what the symptoms were, I didn't really know much about it either, is the how long it's taken you to get the treatment. And now, Claire, over to you then. So this was some time ago that you also found it very difficult to get the support that you needed in the health service, and women's health in general, like Liz said, just still doesn't seem to have moved on. Now, for us, that's the bigger picture of why we're talking about this. So just explain a little bit about what happened in your case.
Well, I was actually in my 30s and a series of symptoms creeping up over many years. I kept going to the doctor with them. I had fatigue that was so bad, I actually forgot to pick the kids up from school a couple of times. I was crashed out on the settee. My first and only ever panic attacks in that period of time. Mood swings to the point that I had no idea who I was. And I frightened myself, you know, let alone everybody else, poor buggers who were around, you know, surrounding me as well. You know, this is in the days before Google as well. So I was in my 30s. It was the days before Google. I had no knowledge about menopause. It wasn't even in my vocabulary. But what shocks me, and then this is, I'm going now back 27 years, I ended up having a full hysterectomy because I had endometriosis alongside that. Again, nobody knew anything about that either. That's thankfully being brought more into the conversation. But what worries me is actually there seems to be as much ignorance and taboo around it now as there was, you know, when I was in my 30s. And it's just, I don't think we're speaking about it enough.
No, absolutely. I'd say we still haven't reached the tipping point. We sometimes have surges and the conversation does, it is there, but it's sometimes quite difficult to find. And I'm surprised now still how many women I come across that still think menopause is optional. Yeah. Now, you guys teamed up. What? How old are you now? Is it about 18 months nearly, the project?
15.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the project that you've got going, which is part of the bigger picture, so that women at least know what the symptoms are.
Over to you, Liz.
Thank you. We want posters in NHS centres or on NHS websites as well, because nobody knows about menopause. They don't know that if you're born female, you're going to go through a menopause. That is not negotiable. Mm. It's not something that's going to happen when you're older. Like Claire says, hers started in her 30s. I heard of somebody the other day who was a teenager. Mm. And went through menopause, you know, they're very few and far between, but it's not something that happens when you're 60 and you've got the cauliflower perm anymore. Mm. You know, it's happening to, I consider myself a young woman, you know, I'm 53, but like all of us now, that's not old anymore. It's not like in our grandparents' age. So it's happening to women when they're still working.
Yeah, and it kind of starts, it's the journey that starts around about the age of 40-ish, depending, under, let's say, normal circumstances, when nothing's, I don't know what the word normal means anymore, but it's the build-up to it, some people would refer to it as the perimenopause phase, but you and I have had chats on Twitter where people have gone, oh, if this is perimenopause, I don't want to get to menopause, and we go, no, this is the bit. This is the bit that you need to know about. And this is what your posters are about. Because, believe it or not, this information is not actually there already, which is staggering. So, Claire, when you knew that and you started this project, I mean, are you must still bang your head against a brick wall sometimes.
Sometimes.
But you've made a lot of progress. Tell us about some of the people that have put the posters up and had poster selfies.
Well, we have made a lot of progress, and we have had some amazing support from some amazing people. And whether they're celebrities or not celebrities, their support is so significant, because they are able then to share that message with so many other people around the world. But I just want to say that though progress does seem slow, what I've perceived, certainly in the last 5 years, as the ball seems to have got rolling, it is gathering momentum. Mm. And I think changes are being made. And I hope that though we might not be able to reach every woman now in the 45 age group onwards, I'm hoping that the noise that we're collectively making will make a difference to the next generation of women coming through. So I don't think we should ever stop. And I don't think all those celebrities that have supported us and all those people who work in the NHS and everybody else, just sharing the messages, banging the drum. Let's keep the drum going.
Yeah, we definitely have to keep the conversation going. Yeah. The bigger picture is the long-term health consequences for women and things like that. And like you say, it's now reaching the ears of the younger women, so that we reach that tipping point where it is part of everyday conversation.
Yeah, and to be fair, the article that we're perhaps referring to, though dissing the fact that we're speaking about it too much.
There were three different ones.
I saw the one. Actually, they're doing us a favour, because we're keeping talking about menopause. So that's got to be good.
Yeah. So in, say, 10, 20 years time, and your campaign is global, and you're sat there, we're talking, you know, talking about World Menopause Day, let's say in 2040. What would your legacy be? What would you like to see have happened in the next 20 years with regards to menopause?
I'd love it to be viewed as just a life stage in the same way that puberty is. Mm-hmm. Nobody looks upon puberty as being debilitating, or, oh my goodness, you're getting old now, you know, you're no longer a child. And I'd love menopause just to be viewed as another stage that women go through, and it's no huge significance, you know. Yeah. It's just something that happens to women.
And maybe by then we'll be looking at the positives of it and things like that. So what about you, Claire?
Exactly the same. I was just thinking how old I would be in 40 years' time.
And that's, well, it's 2040 in 20 years' time.
exactly the same. Just for it to become a normal transition that all women will feel, will know what's occurring, will know how to manage it to the best of their ability. There won't be that fear around it. There won't be that anxiety around it. It's just going to be who we are, and a natural transition, and a really powerful one as well.
Absolutely. And then hopefully also we will have helped contribute towards long-term health for women as well, and reduce the incidence of, you know, hip fractures and things like that that come along with osteoporosis. Oh, look, the cat's had to get in the shop, bless him. So with the campaign, so just one more question now before we finish. How is the campaign going, and what can we all do to help you?
The campaign is going great. Obviously, COVID is taking everybody's attention at the moment, rightly so. What people can do is go on to positivity.co.uk. We have copies of the poster in four languages. So it's in Welsh, English, Urdu, and also in Scottish Gaelic, which is our new
one. Cool.
So proud about. And they can download the poster. They can also get a copy of the poster in our support pack, which has resources. It has questions for your GP, self-care tips. Mm-hmm. And you can download that and pass it on and give us a poster selfie, which is always appreciated. So get your poster, like Claire has behind her, get your poster and smile and give us a big wave on Positivity 2 on Twitter with the Know Your Menopause hashtag. And share them with every woman you think needs to know them. And not just women, actually, but share them with everybody. Because Claire said earlier, she turned into a different person. I was like, oh my God, yes, I agree with that so much. And this affects not just us, it affects those that we live with as well. So everyone needs to know your menopause.
They absolutely do. Well, listen, girls, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it. We will put all those details in the show notes for this video, and we'll obviously be in contact with you and keep you in the loop and have you back on another day. And obviously, of course, Claire, you're going to be part of the Menopause Directory as well, which is really, really cool. So thank you, ladies. And we will keep the conversation going. We will keep that bigger picture there. Nobody's going to stop us now, so you just might as well, you know, nobody can stop us. Thank you, ladies, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.